I want to talk to you in this podcast about using paddles. In TI, there are certain devices that we may encourage swimmers to use in certain circumstances, and then there's certain devices that we would not encourage swimmers to use. The overarching principle that I apply when thinking about should we use a tool or not is, what is it training? How closely related is that skill to the actual swimming stroke in its full context and choreography? And what liabilities are there attached to using this device? So if I use it, will it help me in one way but hurt me in another? Will it train me in a bad habit in another way, or distort a good habit that I already have? And so I have to weigh the benefits to the liabilities of using the device. So in using paddles, I do think it is possible that a person could use paddles in a way that I would choose and approve of, but I have never seen anybody do it. And I think the level of understanding of the body and the choreography of the stroke would have to be so finely tuned that I just don't think a lot of people that are training have that understanding yet. Now, I can explain it to you and you might be able to do it, so I'll do it right here in the podcast. So you could just jump forward and be that advanced swimmer and realize what other people are doing, and whether they know it or not, they're probably training their body in a way that they didn't intend, because their understanding of how they're using the paddles is misguided. So anyways, using the paddles, what it does is it increases the surface area of your hand. And so when you're pulling on the water, the nervous system, the brain, is totally tuned in to the pressure applied at the hand. And then it will fire muscles in the shoulder to help support that loading way out on the end of the lever arm, the end of your arm, which is a lever arm. And so the loading way out, the pressure point way out at the end in your hand, will increase the loading inside the shoulder joint. And pretty much everybody I see, and even myself, if I put paddles on, I would have to work so hard to focus to not do this. Basically, you put paddles on your hand, it will urge you to yank on the water from the shoulder. And if you've been following TI for a while, and if you have any ambitions to be a distance swimmer, you do not want to be a shoulder-driven swimmer. You want to be a torso-driven swimmer. And so paddles are doing the exact opposite. They are putting all the emphasis on the shoulders, because that's where the primary loading is going to when you increase the surface area of the hand. What would be better is to use anti-paddles. So take off the paddles and then close your hand into a gentle fist and reduce the available surface area of the hand. So now that the brain has to search for a way to create a bigger paddle using the forearm to make up for what it's lost in the hand surface area. And then when you do this, when you start loading the wrist and the forearm with water pressure, it changes the point of loading. It changes the distribution of loading on the arm. And by that, just by mechanical laws alone, changes the loading inside the shoulder and the torso. And so then, hopefully it's not too gruesome, if you could imagine not having a hand, having your hand cut off, and you only were swimming with stubs, with just a limited lower arm, you would now have to be gripping the water with your forearm, and that would cause you to bend the elbow further to try to get the forearm planar to the direction that you're pushing on the water, and then it would cause you to turn your shoulder a little bit more inward to try to get that grip, and then you would be compelled to use the whole side of your body, the trapezius in the back, the latissimus dorsi, the big muscles, to use all of these muscles. Excuse me, not the anyways. anyways, just use the back of the body and the whole side of the body to pull on the water instead of just the small shoulder joint. It would change the loading of the whole stroke. So if you go along swimming with fists, then you'll notice that, oh, you can feel that you're using a bit different musculature than when you have a normal open hand. And if you were to put on paddles, you would feel further a different arrangement of muscles being fired and tired out by using the paddles. So what I'd recommend is don't use paddles, because it's so difficult to use them in a way that loads the back, and you would have to slow down your stroke so much to do it that it probably isn't going to feel very good, and it's just going to be really tiring. So instead, I would recommend using a fist swimming, and alternate between fist swimming and open hand, and you can really tune up which muscles you actually want to load. And also, we want to increase our sense of awareness. Even when we have an open hand, we want to increase our sense of awareness that we're using the whole forearm to get a grip on the water and not just the hand anyways. And so if you can increase that sense of awareness, you'll develop a standard, you'll develop a quality that you aim for in every stroke, where you feel that grip all the way up the forearm and not just at the hand. And correspondingly, you'll be loading more of your back as you're pulling on the water, and it should feel like it's a little bit easier inside the shoulder joint and around the joint. Now, the arm and the shoulder are still working, but they're working to hold the shape of the catch, to keep that forearm in position to keep its grip on the water. And in the back, the rotation of the torso and the back muscles are doing more of the loading, more of the pulling on that stroke. So I hope that makes sense. So if you've been using paddles, you know, I'd say, hey, give it a shot. Don't use them, and do anti-paddles. Use fist swimming instead and alternate. Maybe go swim 200 with fists and then swim 200 without, or swim a 50 with fist and then swim 150 without, and just notice how awesome and huge your arms feel every time you open your hand back up to a normal size, and how much more sensitive you feel to the grip of the water. Not only does it increase your awareness, it feels so much more satisfying. As if you've been swimming with paddles, you swim along with the paddles and you feel like you've got this huge grip and you can pull so far and you can travel so far, and you take them off and you just feel like a wimp. So they're a really discouraging tool anyways, just psychologically. But fist swimming, it's a little bit harder because you have to really concentrate and your brain has to search. But that's the kind of self-limiting activity that actually increases our neural precision, our neural control, and our neural strength for doing higher quality swimming anyways. So paddles kind of detrain that sensitivity, whereas fist swimming enhances that kind of swimming. So anyways, I hope that builds a persuasive case for you for considering putting the paddles away or not picking them up in the first place, and instead using your good old hand and your good old gentle fist, and do some supercharged neural training and musculature training in your whole stroke. All right, there you go. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.